Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We're back here on a special Saturday edition of WWL Sports Talk. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save for all of your football weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. Or if you want to come early, do a little bit of Christmas food shopping, beverage shopping, spirit shopping. You got it right here at Rouse's. And Rouse's is a proud partner of Tulane Green Wave Athletics and Green Wave Football. We don't have him on our talks and text line because he's sitting right here, Mr. Bill, who kind of coordinates and supervises all the wine and spirits here at Rouse's. So, Bill, thanks for joining us again. Appreciate it, bud.
Well, first of all, it's such a pleasure to be back with you guys. It seems like it's been way too long. It's probably been a couple of years. You guys look no different.
Well, my hair's whiter.
Well, and then, of course, I do have this glasses thing going on somewhere. All right. So anyway, guys, thanks for coming by. I thought I would give you just a little notes about what's happening here in the world of Rouse's booze. And I've also...
So I have a question right quick.
Yeah, please, Bobby. I figured that one.
The holiday spirit, is there a difference between... you're looking for your glasses, you have them on.
I found them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
He found them. They were on his nose.
Yeah. It's like, that happens to me. I put them on my head. Is there a difference when you're looking at the holidays, like, or is it the same? Is it like Thanksgiving versus Christmas? Is it as far as whether it's a wine or a spirit or explain that maybe?
That's an interesting question. I think both of those holidays are really great for people buying alcohol, wines, spirits, beer to celebrate with friends and family and appreciate Louisiana traditions. I think maybe Christmas maybe is a little more liquor oriented because people are buying more presents. You know, you maybe don't go out and buy yourself that $100 bottle of bourbon or that super fancy scotch. Maybe so much at Thanksgiving, but I think you do at Christmas.
And then would New Year's be champagne?
Lots and lots.
Of champagne.
Yeah, and you know, Bobby, interesting.
Or sparkling wine.
Right, which it's funny you bring that up because, you know, we at Rouse's are having an amazing deal on sparkling wine and champagne through the new year. Like, for example, we got Roederer Crystal Champagne for only $299.99, which is $46 off. Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon?
Do you drink a lot of Dom Perignon?
Yes, I drink it all.
That was a trick question.
But I even like, and you know, like you say, champagne, you kind of, it's kind of like, oh, A Q-tip. That's a cotton swab.
Right.
Champagne has to be from Champagne in France.
True.
And then is Prosecco, is that Italian?
Si.
And then California, sparkling wine? Explain that.
Well, it's easy once you think about it. Think about it like this. All champagne is sparkling wine, but not all sparkling wine is champagne.
Oh,
okay. So sparkling wine encompasses everything that is sparkly and bubbly.
Okay.
But like you said, to be champagne, it has to come from the Champagne region of France. So sparkling wine, Prosecco is a sparkling
wine. Would that
wine.
Be like even a food thing like Vidalia onions has to be Vidalia, Georgia?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know anything about food. I just know about booze.
Well, and then I'm just thinking like a Creole tomato. You can't have a Creole tomato in Nebraska. Or, anyway, you would think that'd be a New Orleans thing.
I would think. I would think that Creole tomato.
Yeah, I always thought like what with champagne, though. And was that because they were like... Why would you say Champagne? Were they the first ones to make a sparkling wine or from Champagne region? Or?
Wow. This is, Bobby, it's like I gave you my notes before I sat down.
Oh, wow.
So the one of the other famous champagnes we have on sale through the end of the year is Dom Perignon, which is only $250.99, which is $49 off. And Dom Perignon is very famous. And if you've ever looked at the bottle of Dom Perignon, it's got a star on it. And the legend has it that this monk who lived in the Champagne region of France, which was up north a little bit, was trying to make wine because over here on the eastern side was Burgundy or Bourgognon or Burgundy or however you want to pronounce it. And they were making a lot of great wine. And the people up there wanted to get in on some of the great wine that they were making from like Pinot Noir grapes and Chardonnay grapes. So this monastery, monks back then didn't have a whole lot to do except grow things and make booze and...
Yeah, you have a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah. There was a lot. They had a lot of free time.
You could only pray so much.
Right. Right. I mean, their knees were hurting.
Yeah.
So they came up, and this guy, they were trying to make great wine like they did in Burgundy. So he made some wine and took some grapes and fermented it, threw it in bottles, and threw it in their wine cellar up there in Champagne. But see, here's the thing, is fermentation, which is where you turn sugar into alcohol and carbon dioxide gas, only happens in a certain temperature range. So they're up there north, they fermented their grape juice, they threw it in a bottle, stuck it in the cellar. It was cool. I mean, literally, it was cool. So over the winter, the fermentation stopped.
Wow.
And then what happened, they thought that was nice, but then in the springtime, it got warm. They started fermenting again. Alcohol and carbon dioxide gas started being produced. Carbon dioxide gas started exploding the corks out of the bottles. So that's kind of the legend of how
that makes sense.
Champagne came to be. So basically it was getting that carbonation and learning how to keep it inside the bottle. And the famous quote about Dom Perignon tasting this bubbly, sparkly wine that they kind of stumbled upon was, "I am drinking stars." And that is why
the star.
Bottle of Dom Perignon has a star on it.
Has a star in it. Now, what about, is this climate conditions as far as like when you're like Riesling in Germany? Like, am I in over my skis there? Like with Riesling, I associate Riesling like with the country of Germany?
Yeah, absolutely. Riesling is a highly underappreciated grape. And it's confusing for Americans. It is kind of German grape, but they grow it in other places. But it's confusing because Riesling is one of the rare grapes that makes wines that can be dry. Sweet, and everywhere in between. But a lot of Americans are familiar with Rieslings that are just like the sweet stuff that you drank in high school.
Yeah. Right.
So you can grow it anywhere.
So what would Mad Dog MD 2020 be? Would that be like
he can tell you a lot about too from his earlier days.
Or Boone's Farm or our Night Train and all that. No, that was like, you didn't have to have too much in the budget.
That's a whole different animal.
That's the leftovers of the leftovers.
Come back and visit. We could talk about that next time.
Okay.
I told you about the Dom Perignon. One more thing I wanted to tell you about here that's cool is we also have Camus Napa Cabernet.
Oh, that's Sean Payton.
Which is very famous Cabernet. And we have a price. It's crazy. Lowest price allowed by law. Six $63.60 for a bottle of Camus Napa Cabernet at Rouse's. It's insane.
Well, you know what Sean Payton did to Jerry Jones? They were at St. Elmo's at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. And Sean Payton got the last bottle of Camus at the restaurant. And he told Jerry Jones, no, sorry, I have the last bottle. So that's my Camus story.
And he actually had the waiter bring him the empty bottle.
Yes, yeah, and stuff. So.
All right, and if you have a second, I have a recipe for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
So, you know, I like to bring you guys a recipe for what we're celebrating. So this is my version of a Green Wave cocktail. I'm sure there are many of them out there. And it is...
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. So
right. But you still have time to put this together. So you can make a batch of this and pour pitchers into like martini glasses, or you can make shots out of it.
So is this like Tulane Jungle Juice?
It's a little more sophisticated.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it figures.
Not that Tulane is not extremely sophisticated.
Yes, yes. There are a lot of blue bloods there.
Right, right. So what you do, you got to get the color. So you take one part green cream de menthe, and one part blue curacao. Green cream de menthe tastes like... What do you think green cream de menthe tastes like?
Like cream de menthe?
Yeah, like mint.
Yeah.
And then blue curacao is kind of sort of a citrusy, orangey
thing. It's kind of Caribbean kind
of
color.
So you get kind of sort of a citrus and orangey sweet thing, but you're working on the color. Throw some lemon juice in to cut back the sweetness.
Okay.
Because cocktails are important that they're balanced.
Right.
And then... One of the most popular spirits produced in Louisiana is rum, because, as you might know,
sugarcane.
Right, Louisiana is the number two producing sugarcane state in the country. Rum is made from sugarcane, so we throw some rum in there, and you just kind of sort of shake it together. You can adjust the sweetness level or sourness level by how much lemon juice you put on it. I would start with like one part cream de menthe, one part blue curacao, two parts lemon juice, two parts a nice white Louisiana rum. Shake it up. You can make it like a martini if you're being fancy. You could pour shots of it.
The different variations of it.
Yeah, same drink, just how you serve it. And you can make like a pitcher of it or a gallon of it. I would stick it in the fridge. Stick it in the freezer. It might get a little frosty, but that'll probably still be good in the
fridge.
And
the way the weather is so nice right now, it could be like a very nice late September day. So you know how you, in the summer, always look, you want to cool off kind of a type of drink that's not so heavy. So that sounds like very light. Yeah.
And you know what you could do even for the summer, you know, after we move on and win this game and win the next game and all that, you could take the same thing and maybe just put it in a tall glass with some club soda or something like that and kind of make it like a spritzy kind of thing. The great thing about booze is it's not like math and science. You know, I used to be a scientist, but, you know, there were always exact answers. In the booze world, there is no exact answer. There could be 100 great Bloody Mary recipes. You know, there is no yes and no.
There's various answers to the same question.
Yes, yes.
And the one thing about a good Bloody Mary, it is, especially dealing with sports, it is the breakfast of champions.
You get vegetables, that's
a great breakfast before a game, pregame. You know, you have all these 12 noon kickoffs with the Saints, and now you got 11 o'clock kickoff. So, yeah, a good Bloody Mary is hard to beat in the morning.
I could not agree more.
Bill, other than the champagne, which you just went through and all the specials, and so the Dom Perignon, that's $260. It's $259. Man, you ain't going to find it any cheaper anywhere else.
No,
believe me.
I don't think
so. For $260. But anything else here that you really think goes well with the Christmas, New Year's holidays?
Well, I think, there is actually one other thing talking about Camus. One other thing that we have a great sale on that a lot of people like if they're having rich food is another Cabernet that's on sale is Silver Oak. Comes from Alexander Valley. $59.99, $24 off. And one of the things talking about that it comes from Alexander Valley, one of the things about wines is they're a lot more region specific than you think. Like you may say Cabernet Sauvignon is a Cabernet Sauvignon, red grape. Chardonnay is a Chardonnay, white grape. But where they come from, the ground, the terroir, and the climate is more important.
I learned that from, too, going to Southern France with Martin Anderson. They had a vineyard there within the Co-op Village wine, which would be like a $9 bottle of wine, but you can get 5 gallons, like, for $2, whatever. But then it was right close to Chateauneuf-du-Pape. and just the rocks and the cooling of the rocks, how they absorb the sun, and how, no, that definitely, you could go 30 miles from there and the grapes wouldn't taste the same or something.
And it's
that like that in Napa Valley too, maybe?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, it's not quite like it is in Europe, but it is the same thing. Like Alexander Valley is a specific region, you know, Sonoma County, Napa Valley, they all have specific taste. Paso Robles going down a little bit down the coast, they all have specific taste.
Going to visit my daughter in Santa Barbara when she was going to school there, and going up in that wine country. And I never forget, because I remember, like, the name Firestone.
Yeah.
That Avignon Firestone, the tar people, they had that. And then Fess Parker.
Yeah.
And had a vineyard. I was like, whoa, this is that you don't even know. Like, Sauvain, which is a Danish town. You know, I ever got these German towns. No, that was unbelievable. And it's inland. And it was amazing, the climate change, just from on the ocean. And whether you go 1-2 miles in and like 5-6 miles, and how the maritime climate made all the difference, and they explained that fascinated me.
You can spend your whole, you literally could spend your whole life learning about wine. I mean, I'm older. You know, I've been a bartender for a while. I used to teach people how to run bars. I wrote a book called The Big Easy Bartending Guide. But I learn something new every day about booze. You know, it's an amazing thing. It's almost like being in school.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Everybody used to drink booze, like I'm going back now hundreds of years, because they couldn't trust the water.
That's true.
That is accurate.
That is accurate.
That is accurate.
Back then, they also used to think alcohol was medicinal.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Used as a medicine.
It's like the baby can't quit crying. Here.
Put them out.
A lot of times it works. I think my generation, I think my parents maybe did some of that trick.
I think everybody's parents or grandfathers did it. Bill, thanks so much for joining us. Great. You've got DePaul Smith here, one of our salespeople. I think I've just come up with an idea. Maybe we can do a 2-hour show weekly. Bill and Bob, and talking about booze.
I'm available. You know, I'm getting old. I'm thinking about retiring to an easier job than walking around a grocery store. So let me know if there's something I can sit down and talk on the radio. I've been told I have a voice and a face for radio, so maybe there's
got the voice.
You're very knowledgeable, and you could be the professor, and I'm the student. I'm the novice. And
he'll ask you all the right questions.
Well,
believe me.
Doing a great job today. We didn't even talk. He asked me 3 great questions today.
I'm well rounded. I know a lot about a lot of stuff that doesn't really matter. Yes, I don't know. I'm just always trying to learn something new every day.
It's amazing how many people listen to weird things that you wouldn't think is important.
All the time. It's a lit. Thank you, Bill.
All right, guys.
I tell you what, that sounds like an interesting show, but you got to show me the money.
Well, I knew that part would come in.
Well, we could get a sponsor.
We could definitely do that, Bob.
Rouse's could be a potential sponsor.
There you go. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen. And thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Finally, there has been a touchdown scored with 1:44 left in the game. Miami of Florida has a rushing touchdown. Are we waiting for the extra point? It is 9-3 Hurricanes.
Well, look at Mike Irvin going crazy. That is the biggest hurricane. But, Mike.
Man, okay. Carter Davis got a hit. The extra point too.
Yeah, and it was 3-3. You know, I don't have a dog in the hunt, but the way this game has unfolded, Miami should win. You know, because they missed 3 field goals. Now they're up 10-3.
Nice 10-3 with the extra point.
A&M with the home field advantage doesn't deserve to win.
Think of this. No team that had home field advantage lost
last
in the playoffs series. Today, what's happened? Last night,
Oklahoma,
Alabama wins in Norman, and man, Miami of Florida is real close to pulling off the upset against A&M.
With Miami, you know, you're going to get hot at the right time. After they got upset and didn't play well against Louisville and SMU, they finished the season strong. And when they went
you
to
didn't
Pitt,
want to see them on the schedule.
And they crushed Pitt, Mike. They were peaking kind of maybe at the right time.
We'll be back with more of our special edition of Sports Talk here at Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Rouse's Markets, a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. We'll have on with us Leanne Herring from the Rebel Walk, and she'll talk to us about the Ole Miss Rebels right after these breaks.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back here on a special Saturday edition of WWL Sports Talk. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save on all of your football weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. Rouse's a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. On our talk and text line, we have on with us Miss Leanne Herring, who covers the Ole Miss Rebels for the Rebel Walk, also covers Kentucky football, high school football. So Leanne's busy most of the year, so to speak. Leanne, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me, gentlemen. Man, as I'm talking with y'all, I'm at the house out in Houston, and I'm watching this Miami-Texas A&M game. Man, talk about these first two games, Oklahoma, Alabama last night, and this one. I mean, 10-3, I didn't think anyone was going to be. It's already been a crazy couple days in college football. And, of course, next on deck, you got Tulane against Ole Miss, which is going to be an exciting one, too.
Leanne, what has it been covering Ole Miss for the last month that you see? Lane Kiffin leaving.
A soap opera.
And, listen, this is like a dysfunctional family between LSU and Ole Miss. Because, I mean, you got them swapping coaches, assistant coaches, and then wait till the portal opens up in the first week of June, and you're going to see it again with players moving from LSU to Ole Miss and from Ole Miss to LSU. It has to have been a wild ride for you to cover this team.
It really has been, you know, and I'm glad that when Pete Golding took the reins, and you guys said it well, it's been a drama, it's been a soap opera, and I jokingly say, in my 13 years of covering the SEC, I don't think I've seen this many coaching exchanges within going back and forth between LSU and, like you said, the portal's about. I think it's just been really difficult, but I'm glad when Golding took the reins that he showcased it and he took it back to what this is about, the team and the players. I think for the first 2 weeks initially between that back and forth, when I think everybody knew that Lane was leaving, it just was a matter of when and where, you know, and what time it was going to happen, that the players really took a lot of hit because no one was recognizing what they had done. I mean, going 11-1, first team in program history, making a CF fleet pay, you know, so it was taking a lot away from the players. But I think now that was the best thing that could have happened for these guys heading into this thing, really working with a chip on their shoulder. I know what we're hearing from the guys, talking with the guys, this team just ready to get back in the field and play some ball and really prove that, you know what, hey, Lane Kiffin's not here hanging the reins, but that doesn't change the team that's in there. This is not like the Rebels had a mass exodus of players, you know, opting out or having a big change of team. Man, this team may have traded some coaches and some, you know, staff has moved around, but as far as the team intact, this is a team that's still intact and ready to play, and I think they're going to come out the gate running like a dark horse on Derby Day, ready to prove a point and take things and take the reins back and really, you know, show people like, hey, this is, we're the team that's got us here.
I'll interrupt for just a second, Leanne, because Marcel Reed has just thrown an interception
back of the end
in
zone.
The end zone with 24 seconds left.
10-3.
And if Miami don't screw the pooch here.
No, they can't screw it. They can just deal it down. Yeah.
It could be all. And again, an away team winning in the playoff format. We didn't see that a year ago. And so for Alabama last night, and it looks as though the Hurricanes.
I can tell you right now, A&M can't handle prosperity. That's one thing about Texas A&M. Look at the loyalty of their fan base, always 100,000. A&M, what if they won? They don't win jack. They haven't won anything. And you know, it's amazing because they got the money and everything, but they cannot get over the hump. When you look at A&M, Mike, and how they want to be relevant, but when are they truly relevant? Is that a fair assessment? I'm not trying to be mean.
Leanne, I'm going to throw it to you. You're closer to that Texas situation and cover the high school ranks there. It's not because they haven't been spending a lot of money and a lot of time on players and coaches,
too. College Station is just a little less than an hour away from Houston. Some of the top high school talent coming out of the country right here in Texas. And like you say, I'm watching this play right here where they're going for it. They're, you know, Texas, you know, Miami say that they have it. So it's been a close one. Texas A&M, you know, I think they're in a lot better shape than they had been. But yeah, you know, they're a proven fact that you can spend as much money on a roster and it doesn't translate. In big moments, that's when they've had the most difficulty in closing games. And at the end of the day, you can have the most elite talent. And this team right here, I mean, we're just talking about a well-oiled machine that has elite talent from high school talent to veteran players to portal talent. I mean, they've got the best roster out there. But again, they've had a lot of difficulty closing, and it's going to be interesting to see how this one finishes. I don't think anyone expected as explosive weapons as Marcel Reed has in targets. We're not just talking about one phase of the game with Texas A&M. I mean, they got Reuben Owens. You know, they've got Moss. They've got Casey Concepcion. I mean, they have the weapons to hit you everywhere, yet we're seeing a game here that's coming down to a set of field goals. And, you know, a touchdown, 10-3, which was really unexpected. They've had trouble closing in big moments, despite, like you said, they have the fan base, they have the allegiance, but this is going to be an interesting one to see how that goes. But again, like you said, not in CFP history have the road teams have luck, but, you know, if they don't make this play right here, Texas A&M definitely is going to feel it hard coming after the season, after how far they've come. This is going to be a heck of a way to go down if Texas A&M can't make something happen right here in the red zone.
Well, talking to someone being held accountable and irrelevant, and you know, I think it was his second start against Tulane, Trinidad Chambliss. I mean, I'm looking if he comes close to playing like this, Tulane won't have a chance. They'd have to maybe move the ball and turn it over. But Ole Miss punted just once and scored 8 times on his first 9 series. He ran for 112 yards. You might, Bobby, no, he didn't do that against every team. He nearly doubled his total in any other game when he ran for 112 yards. And then, look, the Rebels threw for 307. If he does that again, then it won't be close again, that 5-touchdown, basically, difference. So do you think Tulane's capable of disrupting Trinidad Chambliss? Because I know their secondary is not too good, that being the Wave.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have a lot. They've had a little. I mean, that's kind of been one of John Summerall's, biggest thorn in his sides and a headache is the nickel defense they run and, you know, generating, consistent pass rush and all those things that it's going to take to be able to contest what Trinidad Chambliss. And I mean, credit to Trinidad Chambliss for what he's done, but I think this is the first time you really see the offensive unit as a whole for Ole Miss fire consistently across the board. And a lot of it has to go back to that offensive line. If you know, last year when we were on the show this time of year talking about some of the big problems with the offense was that offensive line. And I think that this past offseason, heading into the start of the season, that this this offensive line, you know, anchored by center Bryson Sanders and a lot of other guys, have really gelled together. And I mean, they've really helped Trinidad Chambliss be able what to do. You can have a talented quarterback. We've seen it in so many situations. But if in those trenches you don't have an offensive line that can protect in all facets, there's no way Trinidad Chambliss or any good quarterback is going to be able to get off. So this offensive line has really come together, and I think this offense has really built in having a stronger success rate when it comes to passing, finishing drives, and just being methodical. Trinidad Chambliss, I mean, one of the things about him, he's methodical. He works well under pressure, and I think that the biggest thing for him is he's just limited turnovers. He's just played such clean ball, and I really think that that's what helps this Ole Miss offense operate. And, of course, you can't talk about the Ole Miss offense without talking about one of the top guys in Kewon Lacy. I mean, when you put the ball in his hands, I mean, he's just a physical back. Not only is he fast, gentlemen, but I think, you know, he's so good at – you know, divulging and kind of going in and out of things that he's going to make it difficult. I think the key here for Tulane to really be able to stop is it's going to come down to their ability to stop in the inside zone, you know, man blocking and power concepts. I think this is really going to determine whether Tulane stays in this game. I think I was talking to some of the ex-players, and I think we were just kind of all talking about, aside from the motivation for these two teams, is just who's going to control this moment? Who's going to play best in this moment? These teams know the insides and outs of each other. They've watched the film. They've played each other. You know, I think Tulane's going to come a lot better prepared than they were this first time around, because they've kind of already tasting what Ole Miss is going to bring. But it's a matter of who's going to execute. And I think also this is going to be a special teams game. We've seen it already in two evenings where the special teams, you know, have played a big role in how these outcomes, especially with what's on the line. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I think, but, you know, Ole Miss is not without its flaws. I think when we talk about, you know, what Tulane's done and Reslev as a quarterback, I mean, that kid can beat you in his feet. I mean, and he's just so mobile. I mean, that was the biggest thing when we faced it. There was a couple times in some of those design runs that they had for him that he was able to, you know, come out of the outside zone read, and he's just really explosive when he gets away. Ole Miss is really going to have to, you know, buckle down on that. They've been really good in defending in the inside zone, but where I think Tulane can expose a little bit and be able to kind of get ahead is their lack of success rate outside the zone, which where, you know, Reslev as a quarterback and those design schemes they have for him on the ground could be something that they capitalize. So again, I think Tulane's going to come a lot better prepared. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I think from what we've seen from these two matchups in different conferences across the board, gentlemen, that I think that this one's gonna be a lot closer. I don't think that this is gonna be a blowout as expected, but I think it's what team's gonna live in the moment, what team is going to play the cleanest ball. Ole Miss doesn't have to do anything different. They got Pete Golding, they got but you know, at the head of the reins now, but it doesn't change the schematics of what Ole Miss is doing. Ole Miss has just got to be true to who they are and play the way that they've been playing, because this team is still the same. Those guys
now,
are still the same. They just got somebody else calling the shots now.
Now, one more before we let you run. You think Ole Miss is distracted without Lane Kiffin? And you look at Pete Golding, he's now in charge. Will he play a little more of a defensive, close-to-the-vest type game? How do you break that down? Because everyone looks at Lane Kiffin. We know who Lane Kiffin is. But your take on Pete Golding and his approach and him being a defensive coach?
You know, I know this sounds cliche, but, you know, someone asked me a similar question earlier this week on a show I did, and you know, you don't always get what you want. You get what you need. And I think that Pete Golding is exactly the kind of coach under these circumstances and situation that Ole Miss needed to be able to set focus. I think these guys, you know, they're not, they may have been distracted in the midst of all this, but I think right now that all this has motivated them. They are using all this firepower to motivate them. And I think they're just ready. And I think we're going to see a lot grittier team, because that's how Pete Golding is. Like I said, he's not about to flash it, and he's taken several shots. He's like, I'm not going to go out there and change the way I'm wearing. I'm not going to start doing yoga. He's focusing on ball. And I think that's what this team needs, is to be able to play in this kind of situation. You know, you can say as good as this team is, you know, when they translate on the field, the mental thing has weight on him. You can't outshine that. But I think that Pete Golding and the staff has got these guys on track. I think that they're mentally ready and capable just to go out there and do what they've been doing for the last 11 games. And I think being Oxford at home is really special for these guys. I'm glad that they're getting to play this game here in particular at the Vault, because I think it's just only going to add to the momentum and the grittiness. And that's what you got to love about Pete Golding. You know, he is who he is. This is a job that he's talked about. He's nothing fancy, but, you know, he plays gritty grind ball. And I think that's what Ole Miss needs at this time, to be able to pull out ahead and keep moving, because, you know, they win this one, they go face Georgia. And we all know how that's going to go. You know, that's going to be a tough matchup. And these guys are going to have to, play not privileged. They're going to have to play blue collar and gritty. And I think that's what Golding brings to the thing. You know, he's not about show. He's about getting down to business and winning ball games and executing. And I think that's what's going to happen today. It's the team, like I said, playing in this moment, controlling this game, playing clean and just executing.
Leanne, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And in three plays on the first drive, they still have over 14 minutes left in the first quarter. Kawan Lacy just scores from 20 yards out.
Bam, bam, bam.
Three big plays.
Is this September?
And it's similar to what happened game one.
That first series, like the JV versus the varsity.
This didn't look good for the Tulane defense already. Yeah. Already, Ole Miss 7-0 over Tulane. Thanks so much, Leanne. Appreciate it.
All right, Leanne.
All righty, babe. Thanks. Leanne Herring, who covers the Ole Miss Rebels for the Rebel Walk, also covers Kentucky football also. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to a special Saturday edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're broadcasting live from Rouse's Markets. The Cajun Cannon and I here at 4500 Chapatula Street. Shop and save for all of your football weekend favorites right here at Rouse's. Also, if you want to do a little bit of Christmas shopping or for spirits, you can get it right here at Rouse's. And Rouse's is a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. Already with about a little under 11 minutes left in the first quarter. Man, Ole Miss, three plays, touchdown, 7-0. But the Green Wave, have mounted up a drive now, and they got a second down. They're inside the 40-yard line of the Ole Miss Rebels. Bob, you might be best on the over here, the way these two teams are marching up and down the field. And so we'll see what happens. We'll kind of keep you up to date. One of the things, Bob, and crazy for Texas A&M, they had 40 passing plays, 35 rushing plays. Guess how much yardage they did on 35 rushing plays?
How much?
Texas A&M.
How much?
89. That's 2.5
yards
per carry.
That's terrible. That's when you're a defensive coordinator, you're saying, we stubbed their ass. You know, Mike, what it was, 2.1, what you said?
2.5 yards
okay,
per carry.
If it was 3.5, you stuffing them. And then 2.5?
Here's the crazy part. Even crazier than that, Marcel Reed rushed your football 15 times for 27 yards. And just doing the math on that, that's 1.8 yards a carry. Marcel Reed, one of the best running quarterbacks in college football.
No, you remember I told you Miami's getting hot at the right time?
And their defense was good. That's why I picked Miami. Man.
I just thought the Aggies at home, I don't know. Maybe I got a little SEC bias sometimes. But you know who's fired up right now? Coach O.
The two sons. The
Coach O's two twin boys are on that Miami staff.
Yeah, one coaches the quarterback,
and the other receivers. And you know what we're going to do now? I'm on the bandwagon. This week I'm going to wear some University of Miami clothing. Did they send me like a gift package? I mean, I must have three or four Miami things. But
You gave one to Charlie.
They gave me a hat. They gave me all kind of stuff. So now I'm going to be on the Miami bandwagon. You know, because it's all about who you know if you don't have a team in the hunt. LSU's not in the
hunt.
And
Coach O's other son, Tyler, is the tight ends coach, offensive analyst at Tulane.
Now, will he stay at Tulane because he's with Coach Hall, or will he go with Coach Summerall in Florida?
We'll see what happens, and I think that decision will happen pretty quick. We'll go to a quick break and come back and finish it off here on our special edition of Sports Talk. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Abey at Rouse's Markets on Chapatoulas, 4500 Chapatoulas. They are a proud partner of the Tulane Green Wave. We'll
and you
come
know,
back
Mike,
and finish it off.
As we go with the break, you know why they might this might could be different? They could cover. I'm not saying when. Is that the quarterback's better right now for Tulane than in September?
Ratloff is certainly playing better early.
Yeah, because he was like horrendous then. Yeah. So, and then because he's gotten more familiar with the team. So
we'll be back with finishing off here on the Sports Talk Saturday edition right after this break.
As soon as I say that he throws the interception.
We're back here on a special Saturday edition of WWL Sports Talk. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're broadcasting from Rouse's Markets, 4500 Chapatoula Street. Shop and save here for your football weekend. Your favorites at Rouse's. Rouse's, a proud partner of Tulane Green Wave and Green Wave Athletics. But in two possessions, the Green Wave have not been able to even slow down.
Well, it's like four-play drive.
And it is 14-0, Ole Miss over Tulane. And we midway into the first quarter. Tulane was driving, and Retzloff throws an interception inside the 20-yard line.
Well, again, I think they should have a mid-major championship. And all I'm saying right now, I'm being objective. I would rather see, like, Ole Miss is, say, right now playing Notre Dame or something. I'm just talking about, okay, if you want to go, or even Vanderbilt or something. And nothing against Tulane and James Madison. But I'm telling you, they're only letting them in the tournament because of antitrust. So, we letting these guys play.
We ain't going to court. We're going to lose them.
Yeah, yeah.
The good news for LSU fans is Charlie Weiss Jr. is calling the plays today on offense, and you might be having the quarterback in Chambliss and Kawan Lacy on your team next year.
Yeah, what would they think? I think they're going to follow up. And the only reason why they wouldn't follow Lane if Ole Miss shows me the money more.
It's all about dollars today, Bob. Thanks so much. Want to thank Marcy, everybody here from Rouse's Markets. Hey, keep you dialed in to the Big 870 WWL NFL football right after this break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.